Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be able to come and be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. He gets the glory, the honor, and the praise in my life. I want to invite you to invite a friend or two or three. Go and text somebody, Facebook somebody, email somebody, and tell them to tune into Woman to Woman today. Today, I will be preaching from our sanctuary, Jesus Makes the Difference, and it is a powerful, powerful sermon. The reason I selected this sermon for today is because it is geared towards women. There's a powerful message for women in this sermon. So we're going to go right into the sanctuary after I make these quick announcements. Today, if you're in the New Jersey area, come over to Crossroads of Life Bookstore on Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, where the pastor, Williams, is the proprietor. He and his wife, Minister Williams, have invited me to come out and do a presentation and a book signing for my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. So I'm excited about that. I would love for you to come out and just support, amen, to get a copy of that book if you haven't purchased your copy already, to get a copy as a gift for someone who's been broken, busted, disgusted, molested, abandoned, neglected, misused, talked down to, count it out. Amen. This book is a powerful tool of healing being used by the Lord for his glory. So I will be signing books from 12:30 p.m. today until 2:30 p.m. And then we will be in our services on tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock a.m. You're welcome to come out and worship with us at New Creation Christian Ministries. We are the Kingdom Church, and we're located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So we would love to see you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Go on over to our website. There's a lot going on over there as well. So we're going to go right into the word. Tell someone to tune into blogtalkradio.com/power. They don't want to miss this sermon, and they will certainly be blessed. Amen and praise God. Let's go into the word of the Lord.
Praise to him. Praise the Lord.
Oh!
Thank you. worthy. You're worthy to be praised. One more time, just praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be seated in His presence if you can. If you can, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. I never would have made it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. People say, well, why do you act like that? Why do you got to do all of that? It don't take all of that. But yes, it does. It does take all of that. You know, if you've been through what we've been through, if you know that Jesus did what he did for me and he did it for you, then you know it does take all of that. Have a word. Amen. Amen. But I just this week, we have to get some praise.
Amen.
Some more praise. We've been praising the Lord all day, but we have to praise Him some more. I never get tired. Anybody get tired of praising God? Hallelujah. Anybody ever say, you know what, I don't feel like praising God no more? And you know, when that comes, that's the devil. Because the devil knows that you're just on the verge of receiving what God has to you. As a matter of fact, if it's not about you getting anything, it's just about you getting into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. So you can get into the center of His will. My God, so we can get to the place where, like, I'm walking with God. I'm like Enoch now. Hallelujah. You can't touch me now. I'm walking with the Lord. They say Enoch walked with God.
Disciples.
speakest thou, or why talkest thou with her? Mm-hmm. And we'll end with verse 28. It says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. And we're going to stop there. The woman left her water pot and went her way into the city. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name today. God, we give this word to you and we say, have your way. Let your will be done. Oh, Holy Ghost, come into this place. Speak to the hearts of your people through the preached word in the name of Jesus. Save souls, change lives, set the captives free. And at the end of the day, Lord, we'll be ever so sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus makes the difference.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Go ahead and tell somebody, Jesus makes the difference.
Jesus makes the difference.
Jesus makes the difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we have a woman who has some issues. Amen. She, the Bible says that she had already had five husbands. And the man that she was living with was not her own. I mean, the woman didn't have a problem with getting a man. You know, I mean, we can testify to that. Some of us don't have a problem getting a man. Amen. Hallelujah. But this woman was having some problems like we often have. This woman was having some problems in her relationships. She was having an issue. And they say if you have the same problem over and over again in your relationship, there's always one common denominator, and that common denominator is you. Amen. To the altar, and he wants. Jesus.
Thank you.
We have to get back to Jesus. See, 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 see. going to do an illustrative sermon. I was going to bring some stuff in, and God said, no, just bring it back to Jesus.
Right.
Jesus said, preach about me today.
All right.
Preach about my love. Preach about my mercy. Preach about my sacrifice. Preach about the fact that I have power to change the lives of the people. Tell the people that they don't have to go through all of that. You don't have to jump through no hoops with Jesus.
Right, right.
Oh, let me say that again. You don't have to jump through no hoops with Jesus. God, Jesus is not going to make you do backflips. Jesus is not going to play any games with you. He loves you just the way you are. I mean, my God, I never met anybody that loved me just the way I was. She talked about the Father said you got to worship on this mountain. Jesus said, well, the time is coming and the day is here when those who worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's enough playing church, y'all. It's time to get back into worship. It's time to know how we gather together. It's not even about you. It's not about me, but it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's not whether you got your hair done or a new wig. It's not whether you got new shoes or new jeans. It's not whether you wear skirts or pants. It's about Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. If I don't say anything else, God told me to say it's about Jesus. Because only Jesus is going to make the difference in our lives. Only when we tap into his power are we going to be truly changed. Only when we get into the presence of the Most High God will we be able to see real change in our lives. Will we be able to see real change in our family? Will we be able to see real change in our children's lives? Only when we press our way into the presence of the Most High God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Then our churches will be filled. Then people will come in and say, what must I do to be saved? What in heaven's nation is going on there? When you can sit up in the church of the Most High God and not even know if you're saved. Because we preach the 10 steps to your success. We're preaching how to get a husband and how to get a car. But people have to realize that we need to be preaching Jesus. We need to be preaching, what must I do to be saved? You need to be preaching, you must be born again. We must need to be preaching, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, let
Kids,
sex is for marriage.
That's right.
bother them.
Yes.
But along the way, something happens, some mess. Life happens. But Jesus makes the answer in your life.
Yes.
Water pot.
Yes.
And she went to the city and told everybody, I met a man and he's the seed of the Messiah. Is he not the Christ? Don't tell me he's not the Christ. Don't tell me he's not the one that's going to make it all right, that he's going to make everything all right. If somebody had told me some of the stuff you're hearing in this church, I know that things would have been a little bit different, but I thank God that I went through what I went through so I could come back and tell you that it is Jesus who's going to make the difference. Go.
Jesus.
And they claim they love you.
Come on now.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Say that.
That's the truth.
Right. But we want to sacrifice our life, that abundant life with Christ, for this lackluster life with Bobo
Jesus.
And Jennifer, Jen Jen. You know, we want to give up what God has for us and take what they have, the crumbs.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Now.
It's crumbs.
It's all the truth.
And if they don't love your God,
good.
How can they be loving on you anyway? Some of us are unequally yoked. You know, we got boyfriends, but we come to church by ourselves. You know, we are unequally yoked. We got girlfriends, but we come to church by ourselves. We are unequally yoked. And see, people, what we realize is that that person is really blocking your blessing. Right. If they don't treat us right, we all depressed. How are you gonna
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. Hallelujah. There was a 10-year-old girl getting saved. Ha. Hallelujah. And I was 10 when I gave my life to Jesus. Amen. 10 years old. And God is, he's just awesome. He's just so awesome. I want to thank you for listening on today. I want to thank God for Pastor Larry Thornton out there. Thanks for being with us on today. Amen. And God bless you, sir. Give my love to your wife, Lady Carol. I want to say hello to Barbara, Kingdom Girl. Amen. And God bless you. And I just pray you were blessed as you receive the word of God on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. So go and serve the Lord and just put God first. Put Jesus first. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. He's the author and finisher of your faith. So God bless you and go in peace and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. La 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 la